This is Scary Stories for Creepy Kids.
I'm Ayla.
And I'm Kella.
This story is called Ollie Cat.
When they saw him walking down the hall, everyone scattered. They closed their doors tightly and hid under their blankets, for they knew when Ollie came into your room and laid on your bed at night, it meant your doom. The thing that the children feared most was the orphanage's cat, Ollie. None of the staff nor any of the children knew exactly where he came from. But it was as if he had always been there, roaming the halls. He wasn't a bad cat or a mean cat. In fact, he was very friendly in nature. He liked to meow at people as they walked past, almost to say hello. However, they said that the cat was cursed. The kids couldn't quite pinpoint when they noticed the pattern. Maybe it was Jane who first noticed it, or the twins, William and Mary. But at some point, the evidence became overwhelming. That friendly cat was a demon, or cursed or something. But it had a pattern of making people disappear. Most kids agree that the first victim was Billy. Ollie never slept in anyone's room before. That was until the fateful night he slept in Billy's room. The next morning, Billy was gone. He disappeared, never to return. A short while later, the cat spent the night in Adam's room, and he too disappeared. It wasn't until the third victim, David, vanished that the kids noticed a pattern emerging. Ollie would go into their bedrooms at night and sleep at the end of their bed, and the next morning, the child would vanish. Tim tried to shut his door to keep the cat out, but he got in anyways, and he too disappeared. So the pattern continued. For long stretches of time, nothing would happen. And then one evening, a child would shriek and toss the cat out into the hallway, only for him to meow and eventually find a way back into the room, even with the door closed and locked. Even more strangely, the staff at the orphanage acted as if the children were never there. Even when the other children asked them, "Where's Timmy?" or "Where's Billy?" it was as if they were never there at all. And Ollie just kept on meowing and walking the halls. Now an intimidating specter, with all the children darting out of its path of destruction. One evening, the cat entered Jane's room before she was about to go to bed. She screamed at the cat, "Get out of my room, demon!" The twins peeked out of their door to see Ollie staring back at them from Jane's room. They slammed their door shut in fear. "Thanks for nothing, you two," Jane thought. She turned to the cat and picked him up. She threw him as hard as she could out into the hall. Of course, he landed on his feet and stared back at her with a quizzical expression and let out a little meow. She slammed the door in his face and slumped down in her bed, letting out a sigh. When she opened her eyes, the cat's eyes met hers. He somehow was in her bed. Ollie just let out another small meow. Jane was not about to give up that easily. She wasn't a quitter. She grabbed the cat, opened her window, and tossed him out. The cat was swallowed by the darkness outside. She quickly slammed the window shut and jumped onto her bed. "That has to do it," she thought. She got under the covers and turned off her light to go to bed. But just as she thought she had succeeded, she felt a light weight fall onto her legs. She quickly quickly turned on the light by her bed, only to find two glowing eyes staring back at her, at the end of the bed. He was still here. Ollie was back in her room again. In a last desperate attempt to get rid of the cursed animal, she picked him up and threw him in a bag. She ran out the front of the orphanage at the protest of one of the employees, stopped in front of the street, and tossed the bag into one of the backs of the trucks that was going by. "That has to do it," she thought. "That has to end this. I have to be safe now." Jane went into her room and looked around. She looked under the bed, in the closet, and then in the drawers. Nothing. The cat was gone. She'd finally done it. She had won. She had beaten the beast. She could feel herself getting drowsy as she got back into bed and under the covers. She flicked off the light and began to doze off. When out of the darkness in the corner of the room, she heard a quiet meow. The next morning, the twins went to go check on Jane. When they opened the door, the room was empty. There was no one there. All of Jane's clothes and her things had vanished, as if she had never been there at all. At the end of her bed, sleeping away, with a light purr, was Ollie.
Also, send us your own scary stories and we might include it on a future episode. Email us at scarystoriesforcreepykids@gmail.com. Peace out!
Bye!
We're so excited to announce we're working with Fangoria! As in the go-to magazine for all horror things. Shop at shop.fangoria.com. That's shop.fangoria.com. And snag some swag. Use code SCARYSTORIESFORCREEPYKIDS to get 20% off your order. Peace out. Bye. Wait, the evidence. So the pattern continued from time. So, what? Meow, we just let out another small meow.